Our shows in Hawaii sometimes do capture a unique essence of the islands, not just the visual forms and color, but an attention to materials and attachment to process that does echo the work of nature. Explorations of fiber lend themselves to that. Glenn Kaufman, artist, educator, authority on surface design, is the juror for this year's Fiber Hawaii Show.
I found this one really a mind-blowing use of discarded library cards, from what I can figure out.
Remember library cards with author, title, publisher, and Dewey Decimal System number? Imagine several cards held together by a copper brad at the corner.
It's very inventive here because it adds this little bit of bling to the, I don't know, hundreds of cards that she's used.
Shanae Tam bratted cards together for a swanky designer gown, generally of the period when library cards and copper brads were in their heyday.
This garment over here with, you know, a combination of different fabrics and that really brilliant pink. It's also a kind of knockout.
Kaufman's motioning to a hot pink neoprene and scuba net superhero tunic. There will be a runway show at the opening, by the way, because the requirements for this show were only that. Whatever medium, the work must simply suggest fiber.
You know, usually things are more closely defined as what fiber should be. But I like this openness. And I don't know if this is unique.
But it certainly makes for an interesting show. Here's a piece of coconut trunk carved into a swooping bowl.
This kind of texturing reminds me of fabric. And also, we have this fibrous quality around the edge, which is the outer bark of the coconut.
That's weird.
It is weird. I love it. This is really something that I find uniquely in this exhibition. Using something about the aspect of what fiber can be, but exploring it in a different material.
Perhaps Kaufman's best-known piece is based on stone sculptures of a Mesopotamian sheepskin garment from about 2500 BC. Kaufman's piece consists of 50 garments made of bright red recycled plastic bags and involves a Buto dancer animating the space. Kaufman, who splits his time between the U.S. and his studio in Kyoto, described how fabric art is being displayed these days, not stretched tight over bars, but hung, draped, or allowed to billow.
The nature of fabric, just fabric by itself, not necessarily embellished, dyed, printed, stitched, anything, just the nature of fabric, sometimes in quantity, building up layers and layers and layers, flexible, drapeable, has wrinkles, has folds. Think of all the things that a soft, pliable material can do. Some people explore those possibilities.
That's what you can see now at the Fiber Hawaii Show. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.